Like most Alaskans, Sitkins love their cars and trucks. In fact, there's one registered vehicle for every man, woman, and child who lives here. Sitkins use their vehicles to haul stuff and haul themselves through the wet Southeast Alaska weather. There's one kind of car that seems perfect for most of these jobs, but hasn't been embraced here. Between the Nissan Leaf, the Chevy Volt, and the Toyota RAV4 EV, most of the big car makers have at least one electric vehicle on the road today. Sitka should be ideal. It doesn't get too cold, there's not much road, and compared to some places in Alaska, the local hydroelectric power is practically free. All of this, plus the town's progressive attitude, make it a perfect habitat for electric cars. So, why haven't they taken off here? To find out, I talked to this guy.
Hi.
Hi, are you Mike?
Yeah. My name is Michael Mahoney, and I have been a resident of Sitka for 16 years now. And how did I get a Chevy Volt?
Mahoney teaches environmental science at Mount Edgecombe High School. In 2012, he bought a Volt, the only mass-produced highway-speed electric car in Sitka to date.
I don't know why there aren't 50 of these things driving around Sitka, or 100.
For Mahoney, the biggest reason to own his car is not having to buy gas. The Volt has a small gasoline engine to charge the batteries, which extend its range. But it takes very little gas in Sitka to supplement the Volt.
We've literally used 22.1 gallons of gasoline since August of last year. So, and we don't plan on using any gas this summer. It makes me feel good that when I go to the gas station, I get to see you next year.
With the Blue Lake and Green Lake power plants, electricity in Sitka costs less than the national average, a base rate around 11 cents per kilowatt hour, compared to a national average of over 12. For most of the year, Sitka gets 100% of its electricity from two hydroelectric plants. In most of America, if you had an electric car, that electricity would be coming from coal, oil, or natural gas. So Sitka's power source is especially green. Mahoney says it costs him about $15 a month to power his car. So again, if his experience is so good, why aren't there more of these things around?
There are several different motivations that will lead people to consider buying a plug-in vehicle.
That's John Volker. He's the editor of GreenCarReports.com, a website that reviews electric vehicles. These motivations, he says, come from things like state policies and price.
I'm not aware that Alaska is particularly in the forefront of setting automotive trends. In California, you buy an electric car, you get a $2,500 check from the state. I'm presuming Alaska does not have those.
On top of not having incentives like some other states, electric cars cost about $10,000 more than other new cars. And while people like Michael Mahoney say they'll make that money back because they're not buying any gas, it's an expensive sticker price. Volker says there are a few other reasons that might also apply to Sitka. Because of the way batteries work, electric cars will go shorter distances in cold weather, and they tend to be smaller, so they're not as good for hauling boats. But with all these reasons, he says, maybe the biggest one is that people aren't buying electric cars because they just don't see anyone else driving them here to show that it works.
Like most early technologies, you need the evangelists, and you need someone who sort of gets it and says, you know what, we're going to have to do some work here to make this happen. But let's look at what other places have done.
Here in Sitka, that might be Michael Mahoney.
People think they have a lot of misconceptions about it. They think it's a slow car, that it only goes 35 miles an hour, mm-hmm. and the Chevy Volt will go 100. My wife wouldn't let me get the vanity plate, but I wanted to get a low CO2 vanity plate just because, I know, we try. We're not perfect, but we try.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Eric Newman.